Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
Let's say Martin Murphy joins us on the line. Martin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Patrick. How are you keeping?
I'm doing very well indeed, Martin, and it's going to be a busy weekend of action, of course. The three-day Dubai Duty-Free Irish Derby Festival kicked off at the Curragh last night, and Martin, it must be said, the Curragh is looking in fabulous condition, the track itself.
Yes, it certainly does indeed, Patrick. We've been lucky with the weather now. It's really, really nice again here today. Lovely temperatures last night, and there's a few showers in forecast for tomorrow, but hopefully it'll only be very few if there is any at all. And the temperature is set to be about 25 degrees tomorrow again, so it really is a perfect weather now. Of course, the ground, it'll be the big question. I think it'll go good to firm by tomorrow, definitely. I think it will be. They might have to throw some water on tonight. But yeah, it looked very good last night. Good performance by El Astronaut to actually win the Rockingham Handicap off top weight, a winner a couple of weeks ago at Cork. These English sprinters are very good in the sprints here in Ireland, and the jockey Jason Hart did a good job getting over to stand rail as soon as he could, and really from a long way out it looked like he was going to hang on, but he did do and beat another English horse called Mansoud. Good run by Rapid Reaction in third for John Grogan, small stable, a fine performance to finish third in the race, and hopefully should be gaining compensation for that defeat shortly. Good racing again last night though. Ground was very, very nice last night, first time we had it on a Thursday evening. Reasonable crowd turned up, but hopefully the next 2 days now, especially tomorrow, be a decent crowd tomorrow, although the match of course with Kildare and Tyrone hasn't really helped things as well. That was in the news a bit during the week, the Kildare match kicking off at 5 o'clock in Newbridge, where the Derby kicks off at 5:20, so that will certainly take something from it, but hopefully it'll be a good day and everybody will have a couple of winners.
Yeah, hopefully. Before we look forward to tomorrow, racing has already got underway this afternoon at the Curragh, Martin. And just to briefly touch on the big race, which will be coming up very shortly at 5:25, the Pretty Polly Stakes, and Pink Dogwood is going to be the short price favourite for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore.
Yeah, no doubt, Patrick. There's a strong body of opinion that possibly that Ryan Moore went a bit soon on Pink Dogwood in the Epsom Oaks when it got caught last time and beaten by Franklin Torrey's mount, Annapurna, by only a neck. Looked set for victory a long way up the straight. I suppose dropping back from 1.25 would certainly suit her. She takes on the older fillies here, though, and it certainly won't be all that easy. Wild Illusion's a very good filly, has to be said. It was a Group 1 winner last season, and I think, you know, she has a bit of a chance. Also worth waiting for Roger Berry, and would have a bit of a decent chance as well. But I do think Magic Wand is actually overpriced a little bit. She's run a few times abroad now this year, ran in Dubai, ran in America, and she didn't run too bad at Ascot last week and second to a day in a listed race, and the ground was soft on that occasion. The good fast ground would suit her today, and I think that 7 or 8 to 1, she's got very, very good each way chance.
Okay, so that's the big race coming up very shortly indeed, but let's concentrate on the only meeting of the weekend, Martin. That's of course at the Curragh on Saturday afternoon. The 8 race Irish Derby card kicks off at 1:45, and that opening race is a 3-year-old and upward handicap over the 6 furlongs with €50,000 in the prize pot.
Yeah, wide open event here, as you would expect, Patrick. Plenty of usual suspects engaged here. I think, though, the one to beat is Andrew Slattery's City Man. Certainly much improved 3-year-old this season. A good winner at Tipperary there last weekend. Up £7 for that. Ben Cohen claims 5 back off it. Reasonable draw in stall 6. But I was out of 16 runners. I think he's a very fast horse. He actually ran well in the second at the Curragh a couple of weeks ago in a similar type race behind Nitro Boost. It was a decent horse to William McCreary's. He's only 3-year-old, probably has more scope for improvement. I think he'd take a bit of beating. Tight of time down towards the bottom. Edward Lynham bounced back to winning ways when winning it down at Royal last weekend. He's a very fast horse and will try and make a lot of running here. He must have a bit of a chance. Also 20 minutes, and the likes of Ducky Mellon would probably enter calculations for toe punters as well. But I do think City Man has strong claims. I think he could get punters off to a good start on Derby Day.
The 6 furlong dash is due off at 2:20. We have a field of 12 going to the boxes.
Yeah, very interesting contest, this one. I must say the top one here, Speaking Colours, sets a strong standard here for Joseph O'Brien. Ran a fine race when 4 to Blue Pint in the Golden Jubilee Stakes at Royal Ascot just a week ago. If he's fully recovered from that performance, he must have a fabulous chance here. He was earlier second to Mr. Lupton in the Greenland Stakes over this course and distance. Now, on that occasion, he had Gordon Lord Byron back in third, but 2 lengths away in third. Gordon Lord Byron subsequently ran well at Leopardstown. He's sure to be in the frame again tomorrow, although it's finding hard to win races now at the age of 11. But he still is a very, very consistent horse at this level and will certainly have a big say tomorrow. Beckford is an interesting one for Gordon Elliott. It was a very good 2-year-old when trained by him a couple of seasons ago. Went to America last season, only had the 1 run, and then came back to Gordon's and ran a decent race at Nice a couple of weeks ago. Now, he wasn't overly fancied on that occasion, finished 5th or 6th. And I would say he should improve a fair bit from that. I see Colin Keane takes the mount once again. I expect an improved performance from him, but I do think that Speaking Colour sets a high standard and will take beating. Just one other one there, Gossamer Wings, a little bit disappointing this season, but was a good 2-year-old for Aidan O'Brien. She's very fast, but he will like the fast ground, but I just think she needs to put her best foot forward to get involved here. I think Speaking Colours will take plenty of beating.
The third race in the card is the Dubai Duty Free Celebration Stakes over the mile, and we have 9 horses declared, Martin.
Yeah, and again, the top one here is the one to beat, I think, Patrick. Flight Risk is a very, very consistent animal, this. He's now an 8-year-old, but he's been in really good form this season for Jim Bulger and Kevin Manning. He ran very, very well in a big handicap here on Guineas weekend, of a big weight of 9.13. He almost won the race, finished actually second, just beating half a length by an improving horse called Jaffstar, trained by Dermot Wilde, who runs again tomorrow in one of the handicaps that would be one to lead in fancies for that. But since that win, he's actually went on and won twice at group and listed level at Leopardstown, and I just think maybe that Flight Risk must have a big chance of going in again here. He will like to go ground, and I think he's just in tremendous form at the moment. Interesting runner here, Jessica Harrington's Pin Check. Now, Jessica's team are in very good form at the moment. Had 2 winners there last night. This one formerly was trained by Jessica, and he won the Desmond Stakes at Leopardstown last August. Then went to be trained in America, but didn't do well over there, and is now back with Jessica. Now, it hasn't ran since February of this season, and probably does have to take a bit of time to acclimatise back again to Irish Irish scene, but I do think that off his rating of 110, Shane Foley on board, and the stable in such good form at the moment, you'd have to give it a big chance here. Another one definitely worth already mentioned is Old Glory for Aidan O'Brien. A little bit disappointing when the third here in the list race a couple of weeks ago, didn't handle the soft ground Ascot last week, but is better than that. He could bounce back to form and get involved, but I do think the Flight Risk sets a good standard and will take all the beating here.
The 10 furlong international stakes is due off at 3:30 with a maximum field of 8 on the post.
Well, this revolves about one horse here, I think, has to be said, Patrick. Now, I must say I was very surprised when I took the declaration from this morning. It's a horse called Adaib, trained by William Haggis. That was a very, very smart horse, but he must have soft ground. And I've seen him win at Ascot last Tuesday week. He absolutely bolted in, has to be said, in a mile and a quarter listed race. I think if he got overnight rain, he would take an awful lot of beating. But I've got a feeling that he might not even line up here. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But there's no question that he's loads of ability, but he definitely does need a cut in the ground. So whether he lines up or not remains to be seen. I imagine the bookies will have him favoured. And if he doesn't run down, I suppose things will be thrown into a bit of disarray. There's another English trader here called Global Giant. Maybe at Dunlop. Now, he came over last season, ran at Dundalk. Actually, he won a list race at Dundalk in October. Only had one run since then. That was behind the day at Ascot last week when the soft ground wouldn't suit him. That was his first run of the season. I see Jared Massey has been booked to take the mount, and he must certainly enter calculations here. Lower down in the weights there, Book Horse is an interesting horse for Joseph O'Brien. He was actually in the 4-day stage for the Irish Derby, but they decided to go back for the mile and a quarter race here. And he did run a fine race when second to Constantinople in a Gallinule Stakes here over course and distance at the end of May. He only got beaten a half a length on that occasion. Constantinople went on and ran a very good race in a big handicap at Ascot last weekend, so the form looked fairly solid, and he must have a big chance here. Another interesting runner is Denver Wells Georgeville. I've seen him win twice this season, and he looks very impressive. He won a nice maiden at Cork very easily, and then stepped up to win a winner's race at Roscommon in very, very easy style as well. This is a big step up for him as he steps into group company for the first time, but he's a progressive horse and should certainly make his presence felt. As I say, a tricky race to kind of evaluate. It all depends on the day, but I suppose if he runs, he'll take all the beating. If he doesn't, I think I'll go with Book Horse to beat Georgeville.
And probably the interesting thing to note there, Dave is going to be ridden by Ryan Moore there tomorrow, so that will be interesting to see how that will fare out. The following race is the Mile Handicap, Martin, at 4.05, worth €50,000. We've got 13 declarations in this.
Yeah, I think the favourite here is going to be Jaffstar, as I said. Like, he won a 7-4 handicap here on Guineas weekend and was laid out then for the Royal Home Cup at the Ascot last week. But unfortunately, he wasn't high enough in the weight to get into the race, and he was forced to miss it. Now, he's £6 higher than he was when he won the last time. But again, the form has worked out very well because Flight Risk has won his last two starts in good style. He is a likely race 4-year-old, open to plenty of improvement. Seems to handle fast ground and soft ground, and it will definitely take a lot of beating here for Dermot Weld and Chris Hayes. But there is obviously plenty of dangers. Old favourite here, Ozzy Valentine, always runs well at the Curragh. Rolled back the years when winning there over his course and distance in late May. He handled very quick ground on that occasion, which was a bit surprised because normally he's a horse that likes to cut in the ground. He was only £4 higher for tomorrow's assignment, and young Tom Madden claims 3 back off, so he must have a bit of a chance here. Master Speaker, a stable companion. He's a bit of a tricky horse, this fella. Has been placed in this race in the past. would like a bit of rain, which you probably won't get now, so maybe tomorrow won't be his day. The one I was looking at is maybe Port Lions for Madeline Tiddicky, Billy Lee. Good winner at Nace last time out. Has been laid out for it's only £3 higher now, and must enter calculations. Well, Tony the Gent, Ger Lyons is a horse that always runs well in this type of race. He actually won it 2 years ago. He's getting on in years now, but if anyone knew his form, he must have a bit of a chance. And Jessica Harrington's Marshall Jennings, another very, very consistent horse at these type of races, won't be too far away. I think Jasara would probably win. Port Lions would be the one to be back in each way.
Okay, the big two-year-old race of the weekend is the Railway Stakes, the Group 2 contest over 6 furlongs, €130,000 in the prize pot, Martin. Only 4 trainers being represented with the 5 runners.
Yeah, cracking contest almost, we said, Patrick. I've been very excited by a horse called Siskin for Ger Lyons and the 2 runs I've seen him win this year. He's won most impressively at Naas and at Dakota, and I think it's definitely going to be his biggest test. But he was forced to miss Ascot because of the very soft ground on the opening day, on Tuesday, he was heading for the Coventry Stakes. And he really has put his unbeaten record on the line here. I think he's a very smart horse. I hope he wins here. I think he's got a very good chance. The Aidan O'Brien obviously has a tremendous record on the Railway Stakes, and his two here are Fort Myers, who finished fourth in the Coventry Stakes just 10 or 12 days ago now, it was at Royal Ascot. That was a very good performance. But the other one is Monarch of Egypt. Now, he was an impressive winner at Nace on his only start, and is very, very well regarded by the stable. He was actually, I think he was forced to miss Ascot maybe again because of the ground. But I would imagine Ryan Moore will ride him, and I think he's going to take plenty of beating here. The other interesting one is Kevin Ryan's Romero, and only won his only start at Doncaster in May. Won quite impressive in that occasion, and the fact he's come over to take on these very well-touted two-year-olds suggests he's well fancied by the stable. So could be very interesting betting race. I'd love to see Siskin win again. I think he might just be good enough to beat Monarch of Egypt.
Okay, before we look at the big race itself, let's have a look at the final race of the card. That's the 2 mile contest for 4-year-olds and upwards. It's the Creekside Handicap worth €50,000, and we've got a field of 14 declared here, Martin.
Yeah, interesting finale to today, Patrick. It's going to be a tricky race. Jake Peter comes here in tremendous form for the Pat Flynn stable, a wide margin winner at Ferry House last time, it must be said. Now, we went up £10 for that. It was a lower class race, but he certainly would have a good chance in this contest. Now, in saying that, he does have some decent rivals to face here, and one in particular, a horse called Legal Spin for Woody Mullins. Interesting that Ryan Moore is booked to ride this one. He was well touted in a couple of these races last season, slightly disappointing in the Irish Desire, which won well fancied for the race last October, when he finished towards the rear of the field, and before that finished in the middle of them in a big handicap and Champions weekend at Leopardstown. His handicap mark has come down a bit. He can be certainly sure that he's going to be fit enough, even though he hasn't ran since last October, and the booking of Ryan Moore certainly means business tomorrow. I think he certainly could go off as even favourite and will take plenty of beating. The one I do like though is Emmett Mullins' St. Stephen's Green, better known as a chaser in recent times, but he has very good form at Dakota. He actually won a similar race to this last season. He's now £6 higher, and he finished off last season on the flat by finishing third to Limonee, an Irish Champions weekend at Leopardstown in that mile and six handicap. So he definitely must enter the shortlist here. Another one for worth mentioning is Mick Helfer's Termese. Looked all over the winner last time at over this course and distance on Guineas weekend, and just got caught in the last straight. I'd imagine Ronan Meade and the jockey would probably hang on to him a bit longer this time. He might have made his challenge a bit soon at that occasion, and he just got caught by Dalton Highway. But he certainly would have to have a good chance here. Well, another one is Joseph O'Brien's Shakespeare's Galley. His favourite for that race ran disappointingly, but since then has come out and won well at Down Royal, and then last time the second to Kerosene at Navan. So certainly a very competitive race to round off a very good day's racing. But I think St. Stephen's Green might just represent a bit of value, and he's the one I cut up each way.
Okay, the big race, of course, is due off at 5:20. It's the Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby, €1.5 million in the prize pot over the mile and four trip around the Curragh race course. 3-year-olds only as well. The Group 1 contest sees 8 runners, Martin, 5, as 4 different trainers, I should say. And I suppose we'll start off with an interesting set of the 4 trainers that will be represented, Martin. The average age of those would be 70 years and 6 months.
Yes, indeed, Patrick. And I suppose it's all about Aidan O'Brien. I suppose he's won this race 12 times in the past. He's just a tremendous record in it. His fourth win that was back in 1997 with Desiree King. And of course, he really has wiped the board since then. Jim Bulger's won the race a couple of times in the past, trading better in 2013. And of course, he won with Sandra Veit in 1992, and that was, you know, a great performance. Dermot Weld has won the race three times, most recently with Harzan in 2016. But the one I suppose most people would be looking forward to tomorrow is Kevin Pendergast, 86-year-old trainer. He's been training on the Curragh since 1962. Very much a character. I know him a long time, and it'd be great to see him win this race. It really would be fantastic. He's got a horse called Mad Moon, owned by Hamden McToom and ridden by Chris Hayes. He's always been a very, very impressive horse, this fella. He's won his first two starts last season at Leopardstown, including a group race on Champions Weekend at Leopardstown. He looked so impressive. Trained for the Guineas early on, finished fourth to Magna Grecia at Newmarket, drawn the wrong side of the track, and then put up, I thought, a fine performance from just going down by half a length in the Epsom Derby a couple of weeks ago. The one to beat, obviously, is Anthony Van Dyke. He won the Epsom Derby for Aidan O'Brien under Seamus Heffernan, and now he's going to be the mount of Ryan Moore, who strangely is actually looking for his very first win in the race. Ryan, he's often been on the wrong one here, but I think he probably is on the right one tomorrow in terms of betting. He's going to start for even money. Mad Moon on 5-2, 11-4. There's no doubt it was a very incident packed race, I think, at Epsom, very close between the first five finishers. So, you know, there's only a length between Anthony Van Dyke and the fifth place horse. The other one that you'd have to mention is Broom, who finished fourth. He was only beaten a half length and no was in a short head. And the form of the race received a bit of a boost at Ascot last week when Circus Maximus, I think, finished sixth on that occasion. He came out and won the mile in St James Palace Stakes. But even more importantly, Japan, who finished third, was a wide margin winner of the King Edward II at the seventh stakes. He looks a very, very good horse at Japan. Now, he finished a close third at Epsom, so the form of that race has worked out very well. I think it's going to be a very good, interesting tactical battle. The worry, I suppose, for Mad Moon is, will he get the mile and a half trip at Takura? You can be sure Aidan O'Brien, before he runs, is going to set a strong gallop from the start. The likes of Sovereign and Norway will probably be the ones. Maybe Il Paradiso will cut out the early running. You can see them setting a strong gallop because they're probably hoping to run the speed out of Mad Moon. I think Mad Moon is a very, very speedy horse, and maybe in 10 furlongs might be just his best trip to Tom Bowd Irish Champions Stakes after this race. But there's no doubt that he's only half length to make up on Anthony Van Dyke. The good ground would suit him. He's apparently working extremely well. He worked very well at Tuesday morning, and certainly the Kevin Pendergast team are very, very confident of winning this race, which would be a great boost for everybody, I think. Andy Van Dyke, though, going back over the years, Patrick, you've often seen the Epsom Derby form work out at the Curragh. People, you know, it's two totally different tracks, but normally when one horse wins the Epsom Derby, it's always, you know, hard luck stories for the ones in behind. And then when it comes to Curragh, it generally works out that the Epsom Derby form does actually work out and is confirmed. Now, I know there was only half a length between them on that occasion, and this is going to be a really titanic battle, I think, in the last furlong between the two horses. I fancy Mad Moon, I'd say, just hoping that he can do it. He's around 11 to 4 tomorrow, I'd say. I think he will be well backed. He just has impressed me with, he just has so much speed, I think. He's a tremendous toe. I can see Andy Van Dyke going for home early in the straight, trying to run the speed out of Mad Moon, but hopefully he'll be able to, Chris says, be able to track him and deliver him as late as possible and maybe just get by in the last half furlong and win. Broom certainly can't be far away. Donna can ride this one, of course. He won the race last year and his brother's horse, La Trobe. This is a much stronger renewal at race, I would have to say. Broom has impressed so far. He won twice at Leopardstown. He looks a kind of a lazy sort of horse, and I'd say he will be coming from the rear of the field, but he stays very well. The long straight will suit him, and he certainly has a big chance. He's around 7-2 at the moment. Anything other than these three, I'd say, would be a bit of a surprise. Rackham for Dermot Weld has a scope for improvement, but I do think he's a long way to go to catch up on these very good three-year-olds. It should be a very interesting race. I'm hoping, I suppose, a bit more in my heart and with my head, really, that Mad Moon can win for Kevin Pendergast. I think it'll be just a great result. It'll be a great reception there for tomorrow, because he is an 86-year-old trainer. He's never won the race before. His father won it four times, but he's gone close on a couple of occasions, but never actually managed to get a horse to win it. And I just hope that Mad Moon can do it tomorrow.
I suppose, just looking back at the English Derby, Martin, Anthony Van Dyke really did get the run of the race, run up the rail. The gap really, though, opened up for him, and that left him with a good charge up the inside of the Epsom track to win the race. And as you say, it was very close in behind, but the form was definitely flanked by Circus Maximus and Japan in the last 10 days.
Yeah, because I mean, normally when you see a race, you know, with six horses going by the post, you know, and you separate by a length and a half, you'd say that possibly wasn't a great renewal at the Derby. But certainly the form has worked out fairly well. Japan looked really good when winning that King Edward VII Stakes at Ascot last Friday week. He looked really impressive. And I'd say he'd be heading for the King George race at Ascot at the end of July with big prospects there. He could be an arc horse in time as well. He might even work out the best of all these horses. But, you know, Circus Maximus dropped back in trip to win the St. James Palace, which was a bit of a surprise, I'd say. Great call by Aidan O'Brien to actually aim him at that race. but fair play to him for doing so. But you are right, everything worked out for Andy Van Dyke. He got a clear run all the way through. Madden was saying that he clipped heels turning into the straight. Chris Hayes was saying that it kind of lit him up a bit, and he went for home maybe earlier than he had planned to do so. He had gone into a big battle with Sir Dragonet, and there was only a short head between them, or a head between them at the line. But certainly Broome and Japan were finishing fast as well. So it was a very, you have to say, it was an inconclusive race, really. Andy Van Dyke was the best horse on the day, but it's definitely good grounds to believe that Mad Moon could get by him tomorrow. Hopefully that'll be the case. The one worry you would have is that the Curragh is probably a stiffer track, and just would he's a horse with so much speed, you just wonder, will he be able to get the trip as well as Andy Van Dyke, who certainly would be, I think, sent for home early. He's had no problem with the trip, neither will the likes of Broome. I think he definitely is more a ledger horse than maybe a derby horse, but I'm just hoping that Mad Moon can do it. It'll be a race maybe to watch more than even have a bet on, but I just think, you know, he's always, from the word go, it's been great talk about this horse. He hasn't had anyone down so far, and I just think, you know, hopefully it would just be a fairy tale result for the new Curragh to have a Kevin Hannigan's win that anything there since 1962 send out horses in these races. It would just be a fantastic result, and hopefully that'll be the one we have tomorrow.
Okay, we'll be keeping a close eye on that. Just a reminder, Martin, of course, no racing on Sunday this weekend.
That's right, indeed. It's one of those quieter days. We have a couple of blank days during the summer now for the stable staff, really. And with the Curragh now, we used to have the Derby on the Sunday, but at the end with the GA and all that a couple of years ago, the decision was kind of made to move it to the Saturday evening. And now they went with a Saturday afternoon meeting tomorrow. So hopefully it'll be a good crowd and things will work out. As I said, the weather certainly looks very good. And it should be a great day's race tomorrow. I mean, there is some really highly competitive race, and definitely recommend anyone, if they want to go, certainly arrive. It'll be the Derby day. The Curragh is always a real social event as well. You know, it'll be best prize as well. And hopefully with the weather now, people will come out in the refinery and enjoy what should be a tremendous day's racing.
Hopefully, very much indeed. Martin, before we let you go, time is running up against us, but we will get your time in for the best bets of the weekend.
Yeah, I really fancy Flight Risk in the Tour. I think it's an excellent chance. I think an awful lot going for me. He's taken an awful lot of beating. I do like St. Stephen's Green in the last as well. I think it's a really, really good chance. And I'm hoping that Siskin and Mad Moon could win. I really hope those two could win as well tomorrow. But I'd love to see Mad Moon win for Kevin Prendergast.
Martin Murphy, enjoy the weekend's racing, and we'll catch up with you again next week, when we'll be looking forward to the final day's action at Ballyston, as well as Neas and Limerick. Martin, enjoy the Irish Derby tomorrow, and we'll speak to you again next Friday.
Thank you, Patrick. Mind yourself. Thanks very much.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.